For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ah, yeah, here we are. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike Greece, how we doing?
Spike, Jackie Baseball, a.k.a. Charlie Hustle. Holla at your boy.
Good clean win last night. No drama. Good to see it.
Nothing to talk about,
nothing
right?
Nothing to talk
Big
about.
Big Bird's Day,
back
right?
Back to the Eagles, right?
Yeah. Not so fast. So we do have a big show today. A lot of Eagles today, in fact. Elliot Shore Parks will join us around 3:15, right before Elliot. Donovan McNabb will join us at 3 o'clock.
To break to five.
We're just calling him five from now on. He will join us at 3, talk about Jalen Hurts' performance. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4 o'clock. But here we are 2 days or 3 days or 4 days after the Eagles opener, and I feel like we need to start with the Phillies. Specifically one, Bryce Harper. Now, before we talk about Bryce, I want to talk about Jalen Hurts for a second. So the Eagles did win on Friday night. They scored a bunch of points. But Jalen Hurts made some mental mistakes during the game, and largely what you've heard talked about, not just on WIP, but in general conversation about the Eagles, has been about the Jalen Hurts mental mistakes after they won. So they won the game, and here we are 4 days later still talking about Jalen Hurts' mental mistakes. And I believe this is fair to talk about because the Eagles have championship aspirations and expectations, and mental mistakes like that are not acceptable. So last night, we have the Phillies, who also have championship expectations. You would agree, Ike, right? Championship
expectations. Totally agree, yes.
Win a World Series. Anything less is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, for the fifth, sixth, or seventh, or eighth time this year, Bryce Harper hit a ball that he thought was a home run. It was not a home run. And because he was so busy staring at the ball, waiting for someone to take a photo of him staring at the ball against the Tampa Bay Rays in the middle of September, he did not run and cost himself a base, ended up on first base rather than second base, mm-hmm. and potentially could have cost himself and the team a win. And he's lucky he got bailed out by Buddy Kennedy and Cody Clemens. God bless both of them, by the way.
Buddy Kennedy, the best baseball player from Millville.
Millville.
Yeah. God bless both of them.
Best currently, for sure.
For sure.
Yes.
A real Philadelphian.
And they stepped up, and they ended up winning the game.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what should happen when Alex Bohm is on the injured list, and Edmundo Sosa is on the injured list, and JT Realmuto is sitting on the bench also hurt, and a team that, by the way, we don't have anything locked up. We don't have the division locked up. We don't have a top two seed locked up. So that team should be led and carried by the stars that are still in the lineup, specifically Bryce Rushmore himself, who is the leader of the team, the tone setter of the team, the best player on the team, should not be setting the example that when you hit a ball hard, you watch it. When you hit a ball, he should be doing everything he can to set an example, to lead, to create runs. And I have news for you, Bryce. You haven't hit a home run in a month. If you hit a ball hard, my guess is going to be that it's not going over the fence. Not that it is going over the fence. And the last time I brought, it's not acceptable. Like, this is not how leaders lead. This is not how your best player should set an example. And this is not acceptable. It's happened too many times. And the last time I brought this up, everyone was like, well, it's just one game and blah, 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 blah. How many times does he have to do it? How many times do they potentially cost themselves wins? Do we want to be in a position where the Mets win 2 out of 3 this weekend and the lead in the division is down to 5 or 4 or whatever it is, and then we all start sweating because of games that we could have won? When Estevez blows the game in the 9th, what should happen is the best players on the team should come through in the bottom of the 9th and win the game. Not Buddy Kennedy, not Cody Clemens. Again, God bless their hearts. And we're all supposed to be happy.
Well, Cody Clemens might be one of our best players.
Might be at this point. And honestly, the fact that he went to Rob Thompson afterwards and said, yo, my bad?
Accountability.
No.
Huh?
That's not accountable.
Accountability. Just accountability.
I have an idea.
Okay.
How about it just doesn't happen anymore? How about if
it's good strategy.
If it was the first time that it happened, whatever.
Right.
But it's not the first time that it's happened. It's happened a bunch of times this year in the same situation, and it cannot happen anymore. I'm glad Bryce Harper has acclimated to the city. I'm glad that he wants to be here. I'm glad that he's had postseason success. But this cannot happen anymore. It can't. And if he wants to be held accountable, and if he wants to be the king of Philadelphia and all these things, and if we want to win a World Series, then every game's important. Every ball that you swing at, every one that you hit in the air, every single one of these things is important. It cannot happen anymore. And if we're going to hold Jalen accountable for mental mistakes. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the fact that he hasn't hit a home run in a month, I understand it's a physical thing. It's not like he's not trying to hit home runs.
Right.
But this was a decision. It was a decision to not run. It was a decision to stare at the ball. And those decisions are not in what is the best interest of the team, not in what's in the best interest of Bryce Harper, and will not lead us to a championship.
Whew. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. It's just like frustrating. Couldn't believe it, honestly.
I think you're well within your right. And especially for someone who has sort of warned us about this becoming a habitual thing. It's not the first time. It's not even the second time. Hell, it's not even a third time it's happened. It really isn't. And we all can admit to that. We've all, and I can raise my hand, guilty of being willing to overlook it or give him a pass or make some sort of excuse. Listen, I don't think it's going to cost us in the postseason. I don't remember him having these type of moments in the postseason. If anything, he sometimes is too aggressive in the postseason.
Like game 2 in Atlanta?
Yeah, he'll sometimes do that. But it still isn't a good example to be setting. And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. And this should mean something to him, and I know it does. So he should be able to hear this and sort of take it to heart. You're being held in a certain light right now. We literally voted him as the number one athlete in the city. Number one athlete in the city. Well, that comes with responsibility. And it's not just the showing us the love from the, I don't know, representing Philadelphia everywhere you go and doing the fanatic thing and all that. That's all fine and dandy and great. But to the core of what the city is all about and in their DNA, it is about overachieving and working hard and not taking shortcuts, being blue collar. And the way you play matters. It matters. And you're too good of a player, too great of a player to have this attached to you. That you don't hustle all the time. Like, you're too great of a player to have that attached to you in this city. We think too highly of you. But we also aren't blind. And you can only test the patience so far with this. We expect you to play a certain way. We expect you to play a certain way. Or you will be held accountable. You will get what other guys have gotten when they don't play well, when Joel Embiid does not play well in the playoffs. Like this, you got control of this, Bryce. Just like you have control of hustling. That's effort. That's not ability, that's effort. You have control of this. You apologized, great. It doesn't give you a free pass for it. But more than the apology, understand what this is doing. For some, with your reputation in the city as a fan favorite. Like, you don't want this attached to you, man.
No, and it
doesn't. You just don't.
It doesn't match up with the rest of his personality.
Exactly.
Right? This is not who he is. Or it's not what he portends to be. It is not the image that I think he's trying to get across. And he has worked so hard. By the way, 215-592-9494. What he has tried to do since he's gotten here, which I respect, is try to make himself part of the city.
Yes.
That he understands the fan base. But to your point, understanding the fan base is more than switching from being a Cowboys fan to an Eagles fan. It's it's more about wearing the fanatic on the inside of your suit. It's more than when you're at the All-Star game calling it a water bottle rather than a water bottle. Those things are all fine and funny, but we all know that those are for show. That I think we all appreciate the effort.
Yes, of course. 100%.
But that is not specifically the most important thing. Mm-hmm. The most important thing is to identify with the fans here in Philadelphia is really two things. It's effort and winning.
Yes, sir.
And I would go so far as to say that the effort part of it will make you a legend longer here than the winning part of it will. Because there are plenty of players in the history of this city, the Aaron Rowans of the world, or you even talk about the Brian Dawkins never won a championship. Mm-hmm. Like all of the players that did not win championships, but were perceived as hard workers, giving it their all and setting an example for other players. All of those things are super important. And I would say more important than the little things that he's gotten credit for so far. So I just think it's not acceptable. It can't happen again. I'm actually glad that Rob Thompson looked pissed off about it. I think if you were...
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know what the radio call was like because at that point I was watching TV. But Kruk immediately, that can't happen. That can't happen. That's what he said. That can't happen. And they all sounded disappointed.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of crazy to me because it's happened a bunch of times this year. It's not the first time it's happened. But
that's the one where, like, I thought L.A. had the best reaction. L.A.'s reaction was, there's no excuse.
Right.
No excuse for it. And that's my reaction to it. Jackie Baseball in there. We're some of the biggest Bryce Harper fans here at the station.
Oh, yeah.
Classify us as apologists. I'll gladly take it, right?
Yes. I've accused you both of it numerous times.
Yeah, I can't apologize for that.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't. And to your point, I think it was well stated. More than you apologizing to your manager, more than that, how about just don't do it again?
That's not part of what you do anymore.
Yeah.
That's not part. And you know what? I'll tell you this, too. If you get back to a place where you're hitting balls 500 feet, stare at it. You know, Kyle Schwarber's hitting a ball up to the third deck.
Yeah, I can see Kyle standing there.
Yeah, this ball, it hit like the middle of the bottom of the wall.
And first of all, it wasn't even that high of a shot for him to stare at it. I mean, it really hit off the wall.
So my question to you, the listener, is this finally a big deal to you? Is this have you finally hit a point where this has happened enough times where you're ready to say, okay, this matters now? Because every other time I brought it up, most of the response is, this doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I think we're at a point where this matters. Jack, I'm curious, where are you? Apologist number one.
It can't happen. I mean, that's obviously the take here. And the one thing that I hope happened, and I don't know if it happened, and I do like, again, I like Rob Thompson's reaction, because I thought that was like, you know, at least we saw some pulse from Rob Thompson. He's usually very calm, cool, collected. Like, I think it would have been a big moment if he also apologized to his teammates after the game. Like,
not just the manager.
Like, I hope that happened. Like, I hope that they all came together and was like, that's on me. Like, I'll be better, whatever. Because I think that's how you can grow from this.
He didn't speak last night, did he?
And I didn't like that he didn't speak. I would have liked to hear from him.
No, you're right. And I'm wondering, like, okay, apologize to the manager. Why wouldn't he? He knows this fan base, knows
just
exactly.
Say it right afterwards.
Exactly. That's what you do. You address it. You know damn well this fan base and how we are reacting to you not running that ball, not running that hit out.
And just like what happened with Alec Boehm when he did the I hate it here thing. He just owned up to it, turned it around, and now everybody smiles and is what it is. So
and they are aware of what's being discussed on social media. They are aware.
The broadcast teams are both talking about it, I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. When I say they are aware, I'm not even talking about Bryce in the moment. I mean the PR department. So they know that this is a discussion. Him addressing that last night would have been the best thing he could have done. If you apologize to Rob Thompson and then this fan base who's had your back and been in support of you, then you should have felt the need to apologize to your fans as well.
Yes.
And Jack's point, his teammates too.
Hey, that's not me.
Yep.
Won't happen again.
Yeah.
You know, all these games are big. They all matter. Feed us the BS.
Well, especially
feed it to us. Shove it down our throats.
Relax.
Pause.
Especially,
man, my goodness.
Especially because Sunday after the game, he did a whole thing about how important the division is. Like, that's what...
Yes.
Like, to do that and then have that moment, it's just like... It falls a little bit hollow, so I hope it happened. I'm sure it happened. I hope. But yeah, it's like it just can't happen. Too big of a moment.
215-592-9494. Are you finally ready to say that Bryce Harper's lack of hustle is an issue?
Are you smiling?
Nick, no. There is a part of me.
Oh, God.
Go to NSA. There is a part of me, because I was pissed off when he did it.
Yep.
I was irritated when he did it. There is a part of me who is glad that it happened. So, because I want everyone to feel the agitation that I feel when it happens. So there is part of me that when people were finally fed up with it, I felt satisfied.
Yeah, you're validated. Just say you're validated.
But I don't want him to do it anymore,
of course,
to be clear.
Of course you don't.
I don't want an excuse to bury him or whatever.
Yeah.
I want him to be great.
And
this place is better when the great players are great.
But this is part also in, for those of us who argued against you and yelled back at you and called you names.
Yes.
It's a little bit of that too.
Yes.
You can have your day. I get you. I got it. It's all right. We get these little moments sometimes in what we do.
A little bit.
Yes.
Little bit.
I feel you.
Nikki in Redding, you're on WIP. What's up, Nikki?
Hey guys, first time caller, and you guys got me fired up today.
Uh-oh.
Talk to us, Nikki.
I have been preaching this for the past month. This is a culture thing. It's not just Harper. It's everyone. I was pissed off earlier in the game when Marsh didn't run that out and the pitcher dropped it and he could have been safe. It's a culture thing. It's not just Harper. It started with Harper. Topper's letting it happen and it's going down the rank.
Well,
that's a great point, Nick. And we've had some moments where Bohm didn't run out. Grounder. So yeah, you're right. Didn't Trey do it?
Trey did it as well. Yeah, Trey did it as well. And the thing is, Nikki. And the thing is, Nikki, is we okay. So you want to talk about who to put it on? And it's going to sound like I'm a Topper apologist, but I'm not being that way. What I'm going to say is, if you believe in the clubhouse leadership enough to say the kind of manager that we want is the manager that is going to let them police themselves, which is the decision that they made and has been helpful up until this point, then it is on this specific, because I believe that's what the players want. I believe that's what these players want. I believe
so they got to hold each other accountable.
They have to hold each other accountable. It's got to be Schwarber. It's got to be JT. It's got to be whoever that says to one another, that goes up to him and goes, by the way, it doesn't need to be a long conversation.
No.
And I think
it doesn't need to be animated.
No. I don't think it's too different in here with us.
Yeah.
How many times, it's not, God bless Rod, but I feel like we are all holding each other up to a standard that is important. And I think that's part of it. So,
if that's not happening, who does it fall on then? Because it hasn't been happening for months.
Yeah,
so
I think.
If the players aren't holding each other accountable, at some point, Topper has to step in and say, okay, you didn't run that out. You're done. Go sit.
Yeah, I think it is. Thank you for the call, Nikki. I think it is.
Lord.
What?
Don't sit Bryce Harper.
No. Well, here's the problem with it.
Yeah.
If that's not who he is, it's
then
not going to work.
Do it. Right.
It's not going to work. I think it is more about, is this a kind of manager that they need, and less about, is he going to go?
Fair.
Is he going to flip over a table?
Right.
Because
do they need a different type of manager?
We've all had bosses, and if your boss is doing something far out of character, it's almost difficult to take them seriously sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if
it's
resonates.
Like when you would come in and we'd see you and you'd be smiling and saying hi. You know, it was so out of character when you were the boss here. You know
oh,
what I mean?
No.
Really?
Wow.
Well, you know how this is going to go today, at least for the first hour.
Yeah.
he's in there suffering now. He's going through it.
I know.
Not even making jokes today.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
He's about accountability.
Yeah, the last time he was a little mopey. This time he's handling it well.
Okay.
I think he was disappointed with what happened last night, too.
Final out, he's held very accountable.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Good. I had one of my players when I was a coach for 13-year-olds.
Yep.
He called in. Yeah. And he's like,
no.
You demanded accountability when we were, you know, when we were kids.
No.
Yeah.
So
we need to hear that call.
Well, so it was funny. So I was obviously I coached Legion, a 13-year-old Legion, and those kids are like 20 something now, which is hilarious.
Yep.
And I said, listen, I only told them to throw at one kid because they stole on us up 10. And that got shut down by the other coaches. But that was accountability.
That's great.
Throw at one kid.
So we do have a prize for next question today.
Mm-hmm.
So the prize is a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight, which is Saturday, the Expo Center at Oaks. From noon until 4, it benefits the Fight On McKenna Foundation, a great foundation named after McKenna Massey, who succumbed to a battle with leukemia when she was 14 years old. That was in 2018. And this foundation helps families and kids that are battling pediatric cancer. So the cause is great. The event itself is also great. It's basically a food festival. Over 20 different local food places basically making their best thing that you get to try. There's chef demonstrations from Jose Garces, Chad Rosenthal. So you can buy tickets at biteforthefight.com, but we have a pair to give away. So on this day, in 1991, Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit was released. So it was basically the song that changed the 90s in terms of rock music.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Now, Ike doesn't think he knows this song.
Right.
Do you have it back there? Can you play it? Here we go. Oh, I did ask. Oh, there we go. Do you recognize this at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So there you go. Big song. Changed everything. I remember when I saw the video on MTV. I was like, this is different.
Well, because you thought it was in 1994.
I did. Well, I feel
even older.
Just older. Yeah. And especially what was happening in rock music is the bands that were big were like hair bands and Guns N' Roses and blah, blah, blah. And this turned everything on its head. So for next question today, we want the best 90s song. That's it. Could be your favorite. Could be what you think is the best. But when you call up with your sports point, we will ask you next question. You give us a 90s song. We will pick the winner at the end. You get a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight. We'll give you our 90s song. We'll take a break. We'll give our 90s songs when we come back.
Sure.
And
we, so many of them.
There's a lot. There's a lot of great 90s songs. So we will give ours when we come back. Also, we will hear what Rob Thompson had to say about the Bryce Harper incident right after the break as well. So that is all coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.